This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Russia's invasion of Ukraine is now in its second day with no clear view of what comes next. Geography professor at the University of Colorado Boulder, John Laughlin, told Colorado Matters yesterday what he believes is the worst case scenario.
I think there's a chance, I hope I'm wrong, that NATO could be more directly involved. And Putin's speech last night or this morning in Russia was a very scary one. Where he, I think, essentially threatened nuclear retaliation with those who try and stop him. So that was the kind of worst case scenario.
Professor Laughlin studies the former Soviet Union and has worked in Ukraine. The airport serving Aspen has reopened after closing for the second time this week. An airport official says a charter jet went a few feet off the runway just before noon Thursday, causing the airport to shut down. No injuries or damage were reported. It's unclear how many flights were affected, but officials expect the airport should get back to normal this afternoon. On Monday, the airport closed for 9 hours after a private jet also ran off the runway. The airport's director says the two incidents are unrelated. School officials in Greeley have rejected the state's offer to continue air quality monitoring at Bella Romero Academy in Greeley. In 2019, elevated levels of benzene were detected at the middle school, which is close to an active oil and gas site. Benzene is linked to cancer and other health problems. The state's offer to restart air monitoring was driven by concerned parents like Patricia Garcia Nelson. She helped organize the plan for additional air sensors.
I really thought that I was approaching the district as an ally and that they wanted the air monitoring back.
Garcia Nelson has been working to shut down the oil and gas site for years. This is CPR News and KRCC.